RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
O'clock in Richmond, Virginia. What is up? Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. Turning the page to April, April 1st, our first April Fool's show. No fools in today. We got a lot to get to in the world of sports. The Monday Funday crew's here. Hazel's here. Megan's here. Everybody's here. It's do either of you do any April Fool's anything? Because I can tell you, when you have a six-year-old, you do April Fools.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You do a lot of April Fools.
I'm not good enough at committing to the joke. I remember when I was a kid, I would just do the very generic, like, oh, guys, I'm moving. And, April Fools, I'm not. And, yeah, I'm not good enough for that. I might try it on Vince today, but, like, ooh, we'll see.
The key is, what I've learned is the key is persistence. You just have to do, like, 10 of them in a row and keep April Foolsing. People love that. People
okay, I'll do that.
People can't get enough of
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Free advice from MP on the mic this morning. Big weekend in college basketball. Big night ahead in women's college basketball. We'll get to that in our second segment. We'll dive deep on NC State's win, what it means. NASCAR rolled through town this weekend. NASCAR in Richmond, Denny Hamlin, the Pride of Chesterfield, is your winner at NASCAR. I say the Pride of Chesterfield. He's actually, like, kind of the bad guy. He's the heel in the NASCAR circuit.
Why?
Yeah. Oh, people don't like him.
Oh.
Yeah. He was...
He's the heel.
Yeah, he had a 4 or 5 year stretch where he would crash people, and, you know, he was... Not that he was a jerk, but he was, you know...
It's not the nicest thing you could do.
Dislikable. And so when he gets introduced, the fans boo him.
Oh.
Yeah. He's ours. He's Chesterfield's own.
Ours.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
But he got booed at Richmond a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, he's kind of leaned into it a little more. He's now, like, he's older. I think he's a little softer. Mm-hmm. He's got a podcast now. Everybody's got a podcast now. You gotta have a podcast. That's why, you know, that's why
we're
here.
Here we are.
Here we are. MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. Enjoy the podcast. I'm proud of NASCAR, though. I'm proud of NASCAR because it used to be that when it rained, they didn't do NASCAR. Mm-hmm. They waited until it dried. And then they bought this thing. It was like, you know, like the hair dryers they have in like convenience store bathrooms, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That. They bought one of those and like drove it around the track to dry off the track after the rain. yeah.
All right.
Then one of the cars crashed into it and set it on fire.
No.
I'm not making this up. This actually happened. But that's all right. They had another one. They kept it rolling. But this is new this year. This is very exciting in NASCAR. They now go out and race. Even if the track is wet, they have rain tires.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that.
They put on the rain tires, They just kept racing. Because the thing is, NASCAR, the S in NASCAR is stock. It's stock cars. Yeah. So there's like Formula One. Formula One is like, you will never drive a car that resembles anything like this in your life. Yeah. Like, this is the world's best engineers building the fastest car ever. NASCAR is supposed to be like, this is a Toyota Camry. Like, yeah, you could go buy one of these tomorrow. Like, a stock car. Like, you go buy it on the lot, bring it out and race it.
That is pretty good.
Now, it's not actually what it's become, of course. Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to resemble real cars. And, like, this is what it would be like,
yeah,
if you went racing in your Ford on Saturday. Mm. But a lot of people's cars have windshield wipers. And a lot of people do, yeah, drive in the rain, is a thing I've noticed over the years.
Yeah.
Strange.
And NASCAR would always, it's raining, we can't do it. So this is a huge step forward for the whole, yeah, NASCAR community, yeah, that we're going racing now, even when it's a little bit wet. So I applause for NASCAR racing in the rain at Richmond last night. Because the other thing is, it used to be Saturday night. So if it rained Saturday night, you could do it Sunday. Well, now it's a Sunday night race.
Yeah.
If you send everybody home, you can't bring everybody back Monday. You can't come back tomorrow for Monday racing at NASCAR. You can't do it. You gotta get it going. So kudos to NASCAR. Kudos to Goodyear. Kudos to Denny Hamlin, your winner in overtime. That wasn't the best clip from the weekend, though, at NASCAR. The Xfinity race on Saturday. Did you see the dude, Joey Case, got wrecked, and he tore off his rear bumper and threw it at the car that crashed into him?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wrecked into me, I'd want to throw my bumper at him.
Yeah, fair.
100%.
Fair point.
I respect the throwing of the bumper as revenge.
Yeah.
He got really close, though. Like, yeah, he was, like, walked out on the track.
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, this. The safety patrol in me is like, don't do that. Those cars are fast.
He did not look both ways.
His aim, though, boom, nailed that other car, like, straight on. Like, he had practiced the bumper throw. Did you see who sponsored his car? McGruff the Crime Dog.
Oh.
Take a bite out of crime. The McGruff the Crime Dog car gets wrecked.
Yep.
And the driver gets out of the McGruff the Crime Dog car, tears off the rear bumper, and throws it at one of the other, at the car that wrecked him.
Somehow that feels right.
It all feels right. Perfect weekend in NASCAR racing. 10 out of 10. No notes. Congrats to NASCAR. Lots of great basketball yesterday, starting with Purdue. Zach Edey making things happen, finally punching that ticket, getting over the hill to the Final Four.
Rebound, Fletcher Lawyer. 4 seconds to go. He's going to dribble it out. It's going to happen. And it's time to boil her up and put the hammer down to Glendale, Arizona. For the first time in 44 years, the Final Four includes Purdue. 72-66, the final.
That was a dominant performance by Purdue. They're one of the two best teams in America. It's them and UConn still standing. They'll both get lower-seeded teams, higher-seeded teams. We have this discussion every day. I don't know. The numbers are higher. The teams are lower. Purdue will get NC State in. I always say right in March, we always get deprived of the matchups we want. You never get the matchups you want. Oh, Caleb Love against UNC, that'll be so fun. They lose. Like, anytime you see a matchup you want, it's not going to happen. So I'm gonna put my flag down right now. Monday morning, either Purdue or UConn loses on Saturday night. It always happens. You never get the matchup you want. We're going to spend the whole week getting excited. Purdue against UConn, this is it. One of these two teams is going down. Just calling it right now. You never get the matchups you want. Sometimes, though, you get the matchups you didn't know you need. And we've got that. DJ Burns taking on Zach Edey on Saturday night. I'm going to get preemptively excited for that. Get excited all week. I'm coming around on Zach Edey of Purdue, who, I don't love this style of basketball. A little bit like, why don't we just watch paint dry as a sport? But He's been so good in this tournament, and he showed a little bit of personality after their win.
Zach, an unbelievable performance by this team, but by you specifically. What was your mentality in this game?
They thought they knew us, man. They thought they knew we had in our hearts. I promise you they didn't. We're winners. That's what we do.
There's Zach Edey of Purdue. They didn't know what we had in our hearts. We're effing winners. I come around. I end up with a soft spot for people who get unfairly maligned. And so Zach Edey, he is... it's bad to watch him play basketball because the whole game is he's 7'4" and catches the ball and scores the ball. Nobody can do anything about that. Like, there's no strategy there. But everybody's ragging him online like, oh, he just camps out in the paint. Oh, he gets all the calls. The Tennessee fans were very unhappy. They've lost twice to Purdue this year. Purdue had 81 free throws in those games. Tennessee only had 41. I think he's clean. Everybody's... reminder on 3 seconds in the paint in college, this is like the catch rule. You only need 1 foot. If he gets 1 foot out of the paint, he's good. He can come back in. This isn't the NBA where you have to fully leave and fully reestablish yourself. He's clean. If you watch him, he gets that foot out there. The problem is he's so big, it doesn't take much for him to get his foot out of the paint and reestablish and get back in. I'm also happy for Purdue, because Matt Painter's been a great coach for a long time and hasn't got his due because they haven't been to a Final Four. And they were so close in 2019. We talk about the slim margins of March and the way balls bounce either way. That Purdue-UVA game 5 years ago in the Elite Eight, where Carson Edwards puts in 42, where Mamadi tips the ball and gets the pass and then scores to force overtime. Just an incredible finish in that game. If that goes a little bit differently, Purdue's viewed very differently right now, and UVA's viewed a little bit differently right now. Speaking of programs that have that problem, UVA, if they just make a free throw, if they just foul NC State, NC State's not in the national spotlight right now. Instead, here they are in the day's late game, knocking off Duke.
The buzzer is no good, and North Carolina State's magical March run continues. For the first time since 1983, North Carolina State is going to the Final Four. NC State beats Duke 76-64, and the Wolfpack back to college basketball's promised land.
It's 1983 was the Jimmy V year, 41 years ago for NC State. They've been wandering through a lot of basketball wilderness ever since. Finally back at the top, and this is a team that lost 4 straight to end the regular season, lost to Pitt, final day of the regular season, comes out on, and not on fire in the ACC tournament, but was tied with Louisville, the de facto worst team in the ACC, with 5 minutes left in their first game. We were up there on, it was Pillow Fight Tuesday. We were up there. They were in the pillow fight. They weren't winning the pillow fight. Louisville was leading them at one point. It was tied with 5 minutes left. They come back. They win. They survive UVA on just that wacky sequence of events. Missed free throw by an 80% free throw shooter. UVA doesn't foul. They hit an improbable three. Now all of a sudden they're running downhill. They're in the Final Four. It's a great event, folks. It's March Madness. It's a great event. We'll dive further into NC State as we go through today's show. News from JMU, Red Thompson, he's one of the John Marshall star players, is committed to JMU for next year, has reopened his recruitment now that JMU is going through a coaching switch, although he is still open to attending JMU. We'll get into Kenny Brooks down the line as well. Kenny Brooks making some comments that it hasn't been a gracious exit either way for Kenny Brooks at Virginia Tech, and that surprised me a little bit. Maybe not as much as it did others, but this hasn't been a feel-good exit from Virginia Tech to Kentucky for Kenny Brooks. But what I really want to talk about is the three-point line in Portland, Oregon yesterday at the women's basketball game. And we will do that when we return. It's a Monday edition of MP on the Mic. Your voice, welcome, 833-804-0910. Join us live. Join us on the Odyssey app. It's got the rewind button. Join us on the podcast. Search MP on the Mic on all major podcast platforms. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 F. Ten 17 on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. All week long, we'll be sending you to the Odyssey Oceanfront Concert. This is the weekend of April 26th through 28th on the Virginia Beach Boardwalk at Neptune's Park. Y'all know King Neptune. He was like, he ran the sea for a while. Now he's a statue in front of the Hilton in Virginia Beach. That's a tough break for him, but It's a good concert venue. Odyssey will be putting on, this used to be Pharrell's show. Now it's Odyssey's show. Headliners NLE Choppa and Juicy J. Free music noon to 5 every day, and then ticketed in the evening, the Odyssey Oceanfront Concert, the weekend of April 26th through 28th. Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets. All right, Hazel, I need you to answer for your people here. Portland, Oregon is the scene. The women's basketball tournament, this is the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight. These are the biggest games of the season. Mm-hmm. And they mispainted the three-point lines. One of them was bigger than the other one.
Correct. Yes.
What happened here?
I can't tell you for sure what happened here.
Sounds pretty sus to me.
But I can tell you.
I love that
anytime
anything happens on the West Coast, yeah, we just make Hazel answer for
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah, because she knows everything about the West Coast.
We don't have tape measures over there. That's the difference. So it's hard. We have to like step it out. You know, some people's feet are bigger.
This is a little bit of a Stones and Glass Houses situation when the football team, now known as the Commanders, had their training camp here. They mispainted the lines on the field for the football players. And unfortunately, it was the day HBO's Hard Knocks series was there filming. And J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans was there. And so there's a clip of him looking at you. How high was this dude when he was painting the lines? And, like, doing an impression of him. That ended with the Texans. They had a big fight at the end of practice, the Texans players and the Redskins players. And the Texans got Jonathan Joseph, their cornerback. He's mic'd up, and he's walking out. He goes, "Let's get the F out of Richmond."
Oh, my God.
That's
good. Rough.
Yeah, you can't buy that kind of publicity.
Yeah.
Well,
you can paint the lines wrong. That's how you do it. I'll tell you.
We're talking about Portland. We're talking about NCAA basketball. How do you mess that up? And it's the NCAA is just fully committed to botching equality at every opportunity. It's just, it's incredible. You remember a couple years ago in the pandemic year when the women didn't get a weight room at the tournament and the men did get a weight room, but they were both like the bubble sites.
Oh.
The NCAA, like, this is such an easy thing. It's literally the exact same event. One has men's teams, one has women's teams.
Yes.
It's a bracket. You play the bracket down. There's a winner. It's basketball. They play it for 40 minutes. It's generally the same. There's minor rules differences, but it's the same sport. They find a way to botch this every single year.
In new and interesting ways.
This is new and this is innovative.
Uh-huh.
I'll give them that. ESPN, this is the halftime show. They don't notice it until the start of the third game. They've played two games on this court already, and then they're starting the other one. They bring out the ruler and the whole thing. Like, they bring, oh yeah, well, yeah, this
brought
one.
That in from the East Coast. I see
an East Coast ruler. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it was accurate. Not one of those West Coast rulers. Here's Chinne Ogumike on the ESPN halftime show, weighing in on the debacle.
I want to give credit to the women's game because I'm fortunate to also call a lot of NBA games. And in regular season games, we've seen the rim off or the three-point line. They stop and they say, we won't play. These women are showing up and saying, no matter what, we're here for March Madness and we're showing up and we're playing despite the discrepancies. So a lot of kudos to these ladies out there and the coaches for making sure they keep them all calm.
I would like to rescind the credit that Chinne has given to these players and coaches. You know, the NBA, that's a bunch of whiners. You mispaint their three-point line and they're all, oh, we won't play the basketball game. What a bunch of whiners. But these women are tough.
Yeah.
No!
Those
no!
Are professionals who
no!
notice the court is off.
Demand a court with properly painted lines. You can do that. That's okay. It's okay to say, this is the biggest game of my life and you painted the line wrong. Why don't you go paint the line correctly? Then we'll play the game of basketball.
Whiners.
But these NBA guys, all high and mighty with their $1 million contracts and their, ooh, the three-point line has to be correct. And, ooh, the rim has to be the right height. No. No, that's not it at all. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm giving the credit back.
I'm rescinding the credit awarded. She's a great player. She's better at basketball than I'll ever be. I'm rescinding the credit awarded. It's okay to say we have two different three-point lines. Maybe we could get this right before we play basketball. It's kind of a big game. Kind of a big game.
Kind of.
National TV. We're playing play on national TV in the NCAA tournament. We've been looking forward to this for a little while. We came out here. We thought maybe we'd have a good basketball game. We didn't. I would go out on a limb. I spent maybe 24 hours in Portland once. But I'm going to go out on a limb and guess there might be other basketball courts available to play on in the Portland area.
Oh, I don't know. Now you're getting crazy. Calm down. MB.
The arena where they were playing has a full-on NBA team that plays there. I just feels like you could... There's colleges in Portland.
Well, they complain about the lines, that NBA team.
That's true. They're whiners, though. You can't trust them. Is there a University of Portland? Well, Eugene's not far away, right?
I'm sure there's many basketball courts
but
in the city of
more
Portland.
More than that, there's a women's college basketball court.
Several.
At both Portland University and Eugene, presumably, that would be potentially usable for a situation like this. Potentially.
You never know.
Potentially.
Clearly.
All right, so the NCAA screws this up, but sometimes the NCAA gets it right. As you know, the committee makes the bracket, and the bracket is, of course, a purely, you know, it's an exercise in identifying the best teams and putting them on the right seed lines and making sure everybody has a fair chance to win. But every once in a while, you notice that tonight, Monday night, in primetime, when there's no men's basketball going on, there will be the two games we've looked forward to all year in women's basketball, and those teams just coincidentally happen to be put into the same bracket, into the same thing that funneled itself into the Monday night game, the one night the women play that the men don't play. Which, what were the odds? Good for them. Good for them. We've got two great games tonight, and you know what? I'm not even going to be mad about it. I'm just going to enjoy them. You've got Iowa-LSU. Everybody's been looking forward to this, of course, since last year's title game. Caitlin Clark against Angel Reese. And we'll dive into the Kim Mulkey story later, because the Washington Post story came out over the weekend about Kim Mulkey. And I think it's telling, but not in the way people are finding it telling. So we'll dive into that later in the show. But you've got Iowa-LSU, Caitlin Clark, this is it, her last chance to get to the Final Four before she bounces to the WNBA. You've got Angel Reese, LSU, defending their national title. They've been great this year, but Iowa's sporting the one seed, LSU coming in as the underdog in this one. And then after that, you've got UConn against Southern Cal, USC, which is going to be equally fun. By the way, these two players in this game, I don't know how much women's basketball you've watched this year. Tonight's your night. Paige Buchers is the UConn star. She was better than Caitlin Clark coming out of high school. She was the star. She tore her ACL, missed a year. She's just now getting back to form. She's fun to watch. And then Juju Watkins is the freshman at USC. She's been tearing it up. She's the next star in the women's game as well. They'll face off against each other. Obviously, the UConn name speaks for itself in women's basketball. Everything they've accomplished the years under Gino Auriemma, they've been out of this spotlight for a while, though. UConn hasn't been in the undefeated national title range for a long time here. Of course, South Carolina is this year's unbeatable team. They're steamrolling through everybody, as they did again yesterday. Needed a late rally to survive, but they're going to the Final Four, 70-58. South Carolina, your winners. They look untouchable. Dawn Staley, the coach. Y'all know we ride with Dawn Staley. That's show policy here on MP on the Mic. We love Dawn Staley. I'm not taking a side in Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. They're both trash talkers. Like, there's no good guy, bad guy situation here. They're kind of both the bad guy. Like, that's the character both of them play. Whatever the State Farm commercials have led you to believe about Caitlin Clark, it's not true. It's not even a little bit true. She's absolute bad guy on the court. She has a temper. Like, she barks at her teammates. She barks at the other team. The commercials don't show that. I'm not mad about it. Like, she can be whatever she wants to be. So can Angel Reese. But I feel like we've softened the image a lot. Like, oh, there's Caitlin Clark. She makes three-pointers. Like, she's like Steph Curry. She's cool. She's actually not. She's actually, like, quite foul-mouthed as a player. So I think America's going to enjoy that tonight. 7 o'clock, Iowa-LSU, and then UConn-USC after that. Stay tuned. I'm telling you, that game is just as good. Big night for women's basketball. And good on them for staggering, right? I keep saying they need to move that tournament out a couple weeks to give them their own time slot where we can talk about these things aside from just in passing. But, you know, because look, this show's about to go into an April funk. We won't have basketball. We won't have football. I can't do 2 hours of baseball talk every day. I can't break down the AL Central standings every day. I can't do it.
You can't talk about the Glowinky every day?
if we didn't move the women's basketball tournament back a month, we'd talk about it.
Okay.
A lot more. A lot more. We got to step aside, though, right now. When we come back, plenty more MP on the mic. The other thing is just paint the three-point lines right. Just paint the three. How hard is it? It's not that...
You're asking too much.
I'm asking...
Too much.
I always ask too much. That's the problem. We're too demanding here. This is MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Let's do another hour of MP on the mic. Michael Phillips here on the mic, back on this Easter Monday. Hopefully you guys are had a fun holiday or out and about right now in Richmond. Some people get the day off. We don't get the day off. Some people get the day off, though, for Easter Monday. I've always respected that, like the banker life, where you get all the days off. Nobody gets more days off than our friends the bankers. But hopefully they're enjoying MP on the mic this morning. They got nothing else to do. 2 hours of live sports talk radio, live and local, in the beautiful city of Richmond, Virginia, where Easter went on parade yesterday, and then the cars went flying under the lights last night at the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway. Denny Hamlin, your winner in overtime at NASCAR. Another hour will take you up to noon. AWOD Radio takes over noon to 3. He's down at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. That's tonight, where you can get a burger for a reasonable price at Capitol Ale House. He'll be on at noon. He'll crosstalk with us at 11:45, as we do on Sports Radio 910 The Fan. And if you missed your chance to win tickets to the Odyssey Oceanfront concert, it's coming up at the end of April. It's down at Virginia Beach on the boardwalk. Juicy J, your Saturday night headliner out there, will give away 4 more pairs of tickets this week. We're with you every day for the rest of this week. And then AWOD's got more tickets as well. Next week, Grant and Danny drive you home tonight on The Fan. It's opening day for the Washington Nationals, who are in a little bit of purgatory at the moment, right? They open the season with the 21st highest payroll in baseball, and there's nothing wrong with that, because as we've seen, you just got to get to the playoffs. There's no correlation between payroll and playoff success, but there is a correlation between payroll and getting to the playoffs. 21st is fine, but a lot of that is the Steven Strasburg contract that they're still paying out. And I'm not against that. I lean back on my favorite saying in these matters. It's not my money. They're paying Steven Strasburg a lot of money. Yeah, great. It's not my money, and the Lerners are billionaires. They literally own Tyson's Corner. They can handle it. I think if you're a billionaire and you own like an entire part of one of the biggest cities in America, it's okay to spend a little bit of money on a baseball team. Give the people something nice. Give them something to talk about. But if you take the Strasburg contract out, the Washington Nationals are 29th in payroll this year, coming into the year. Now, I say they're in a little bit of purgatory because if you look back, right, Juan Soto's having a phenomenal start to the season with the Yankees. And honestly, he was built to play in New York because he's unflappable. And that ballpark, like, if he were allowed to design a major league ballpark, he'd probably design Yankee Stadium and hitting in front of Aaron Judge. Like, all those things are playing in his favor. He's off to a great start to the season. Got the Yankees off to a 4-0 start yesterday by bringing in the winning RBIs. He's the one you say, okay, he got away. But also, they made him a legitimate offer and a strong offer. And last year, you wouldn't have said that when he was, you know, struggling in San Diego, that they probably made the right call letting him go. And a lot of these guys, your Rendones of the world, they probably wouldn't be in a better place right now with them. You'd be a more competitive team, but I don't know that any of these players you say were de facto misses, right? Bryce Harper was a miss, but again, they came to the table. They offered. When you play with Scott Boras, that's what happens sometimes. Somebody else offers more money, and he's up the road pretending like he's been a Philly sports fan his whole life, even though he likes the Dallas Cowboys, right? Nothing you can do about that. But what they have to do now is invest. They've got Josiah Gray, Dylan Cruz. They've got a strong young core coming up. Washington Nationals opening day today, which means we're 4 days away from Richmond Flying Squirrels. Road opener for the Squirrels. They're on the road Friday. They're back here Tuesday night. And I'm so glad Megan's here, because
Woo!
She's our official Richmond Flying Squirrels Authority.
Yeah, buddy.
You were rolling off player names.
I was.
And it was impressive.
Thank you.
Like, player name, I'd be like, Nutsy, Natasha, the pig, Parker the Pig that they had for a while.
Sugo.
Yeah. But you even pulled the Japanese guy who was here for like 4 minutes last year and hit a home run in every game.
I mean, look, again, y'all know I say time again, like, I don't know anything about sports. I equally don't know anything about baseball, but I ran the games, like, producing, and, like, Sasugo was good.
I think that's an endorsement for our guys Trey and Blaine.
Yeah.
If all your full exposure to the Flying Squirrels is listening to Trey and Blaine,
yep.
And you're super knowledgeable.
They're fantastic.
That tells me they're doing a great job.
I am very excited to work with them again. I told them in the beginning, I was like, you know, I want to get to the music side of radio and everything. But I was like, Trey and Blaine, they're amazing. This was last year. I was like, they're amazing. I would love to work with them again.
True pros.
Yeah.
Trey is going to join the program every Tuesday during Flying Squirrel season.
Really? Oh, yeah. So exciting.
Oh, yeah. That's a tentpole event for this. That's a big get for us.
Yeah, definitely.
In the industry. We landed Gary Hess on Fridays, so we shored up the back end of the week. Like, you know, we've got that tentpole event. Whatever happens, however bad I am on the radio every day, we'll have Gary. Gary's going to be here. So we'll salvage Fridays. Same with Trey on Tuesdays.
That's exciting. Got some good people.
Trey oozes professionalism.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, which I've never been accused of, but it's different shows. It's a different concept. No, Trey and Blaine are great. And and they've taught you everything you know about baseball, which is
they do.
A lot. So we're waiting. Opening day roster will be coming out soon.
Yeah,
for the
I'm
Squirrels.
Excited.
Find out who the Giants are sending our way this year, and then hopefully some nice weather next Tuesday. We're in range of getting a Tuesday weather forecast here on the app, which all the weather people I know in my life tell me don't believe the weather forecast more than 5 days out. They're just guessing.
Oh, that's fair.
That's because we have like at the newspaper, we had a professional meteorologist.
Yeah.
Sean Sublett. And he looks at the cloud maps and everything.
Okay.
You can't believe it more than 5 days out. And then I open the app. I'm like, hey, what do you think about next Tuesday? Like, it says it's going to be whatever. He's like, well, don't believe that. Well, it's on the app, so.
I've wondered, because I've looked online before, and you'll see stuff that's like a month ahead of time, and I'm like, how do you know?
It says, next Tuesday night at the Diamond, 74 degrees and sunny. I mean,
that sounds nice.
That's a pretty good opening night right there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Trey on the program ahead of opening night, so. Let's go, buddy. Things are coming up MP right now. Things are coming up MP. On the mic. Other DC sports team, Washington Capitals, now have a 74% chance to make the playoffs, which I did not see coming a couple months ago. They've been on a tear recently. Took Boston to overtime over the weekend, grabbed a point there. They ended up on a power play for basically the whole overtime. It was a 4-minute power play. They had 4 minutes of power play in overtime, couldn't score. What shocked me, though, watching it, they left Alex Ovechkin out there for the whole 4 minutes. Or he left himself out there for the whole 4 minutes, which is kind of unheard of in hockey. My guy was trying to get an overtime game-winning goal. I don't know, like, if you're a coach, you feel like anybody, all right, that's nice that you want to score. You get back to the bench, we're gonna try to win the game now. You had your chance, we got to roll it back. But they get the point against Boston. You could tell because they came back from the break, and the analysts were like, well, what they want to do here is try not to do anything so we can go to overtime. You're like, all right. Like, it's good to know where things stand. But the Capitals, 74% chance to make the playoffs today. We'll be monitoring them down the stretch. I said it wouldn't be the worst thing for them to barely miss, let everybody rest, reload with Ovechkin. But I'm having a fun time watching these young guys out there. These young guys have been fun. Dylan Strome's been great. Watching the old guys, watching John Carlson. John Carlson played his 1,000th game on Saturday. Vanessa Carlton wrote a song to commemorate the occasion. She rewrote 1,000 Miles.
Really?
Into 1,000 Games.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love
John
that.
For Carlson. John Carlson. Carlton and Carlson are not related, but they have similar names. Uh-huh. That's great.
Like, that is great.
You get your own song from Vanessa Carlton. Banger.
Banger.
We'll not be at the Odyssey Oceanfront concert.
Boo.
It's not that kind of show.
Yeah,
it's a hip hop show. I'm unaware of her hip hop ties.
It's just like I tried to get on it. I was telling y'all about this. I tried to get on for the Odyssey for my music.
And oh, you tried to play at the Odyssey?
Yeah, because I guess they have a couple of free stages. And
oh, like, sure.
Yeah, my stuff falls more in the range of like the Taylor Swift Evermore stuff. It does not fit in with hip hop either. I'm not a hip hop artist.
if they open a farmer's market at the Odyssey yes. Oceanfront concert, though,
I'm your girl.
You're first in line. Yep. First in line, absolutely. A little Commanders news this morning. They signed running back Jeremy McNichols. Not a major signing. He was on the 49ers on and off last season, though. But you draw the Adam Peters line there, right? General manager Adam Peters was in San Francisco. You got to think anybody he brings over has the Adam Peters endorsement and therefore has the MP on the mic endorsement. Whatever Adam Peters wants to do, I'm on board with. I've said that. This quarterback thing, my guy's Jaden Daniels. I haven't come off of that yet. Whatever Adam Peters wants to do, it gets the okey-doke from me. That's the MP on the mic seal of approval. For whatever Adam, blank check, he's allowed to do whatever he wants to do this year.
Excellent!
I wanted the ding and I couldn't find it.
So you just went for one of them. I like that. We had a sound effect we wanted, so we just played a different one.
Yeah.
It did not work.
It fit.
It fit, absolutely.
Yeah. And also, I think I just found the ding.
There we go. Jeremy McNichols with the ding. Jeremy McNichols gets the ding, gets the MP on the mic seal of approval from the 49ers. Austin Eckler, of course, will be your main running back alongside Brian Robinson. I'll be curious to see how those guys fit in, because what you've heard is they want to establish the run, not because that's the way to win football games in the year 2024, although we'll let Chris Russell work that out, but because that takes the heat off of a rookie quarterback. And they did a particularly poor job of that last year, right? Eric Bieniemy's strategy was, what if every play involves Sam Howell throwing the ball? Then he would learn twice as fast because he'd have twice as many throws. And it turns out when you let the other team know you're going to throw on every play, it doesn't work that way at all. So I think it's a sensible approach, right? We're going to run the ball. We'll have a rookie quarterback. He'll ease into things. I don't know that will translate to wins, but I know you need a lot of running backs, and I know I love Brian Robinson, and I think I'm going to love Austin Eckler. It'll be fun. Only a few months, really, until we're out there for training camp. Hopefully we'll get the invite, get a table, get to do the show live from Ashburn out there at training camp. That would be a fun time. I slid through the Capitals. I forgot to mention the Capitals. The NHL's weird. You draft somebody, and then they go to college, and then they come play for you. So you draft a player before he plays college hockey, and then he comes. So it's college hockey playoffs right now. It's their tournament. Boston College won their Elite Eight matchup over the weekend. Ryan Leonard is their star. He's been drafted by the Capitals already. So you can watch him. You can cheer for him. You know he's coming. Scored two goals in their NCAA tournament win. Already had the golden goal to win the under-18 World Championships last year. This guy seems to be the real deal. The Capitals have bright days ahead, it appears, and they're muddling through right now as well. But they got options, and I'm excited about that. We want to go back to basketball, though. We come back from the break, we'll go back to the world of basketball. UConn versus everybody right now. Dan Hurley operating with a chip on his shoulder. Nobody doing it better than he does. And, of course, a big night tonight in women's basketball. Paramarquee games, Iowa-LSU, and then UConn-USC. How excited are you? Will you be watching? Phone lines open, 833-804-0910. It's a Monday fun day. It's April Fool's. It's the day after Easter. It's all the things. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. All right, eagle-eyed people noticed something. I'm an eagle-eyed person, right? MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the Odyssey app. All major podcast platforms, just search MP on the mic. Alabama is going to the Final Four. Nate Oates is the coach of Alabama, and he is big into the analytics, all the things like that. Let's hear from Nate Oates about his reliance on the analytics, which say, why shoot a two-point shot, which is worth 2 points, when you could shoot a three-point shot?
Can you win big in March shooting all the threes you shoot? I don't know how many we shoot tonight. For all the naysayers, is 36 too many? 16 out of 36 ain't bad, though. 48 points from three-point line isn't too bad. So, look, it's not – and here's the thing people don't understand. We're not trying to shoot 53s. We're trying to take the most efficient shots we can. So we were 1.29 today. our effective field goal percentage was pretty good. We took two non-rim twos. All right. We didn't finish at the rim as well as we should have. I thought we blew some easy layups we should have made in the first half. You know, our analytics company, we've got a third-party analytics company we use. They were here with us for this run. They told me at the half we were winning the game by 11 on expected value, expected points. Just keep doing what we're doing. I told the guys that. Guys, expected value, like we're winning this game by 11. We just got to make the – they're taking tough shots and happen to be making them. We've got some easy layups, and we're missing them. We got to finish at the rim and just keep doing what we're doing. Well,
this is what college basketball coaches sound like now and have to sound like now, and this is all people in all sports now. You have to sound a little bit like a coach and a little bit like a Wall Street day trader with the expected value and the expected outcomes. And the fact that he feels comfortable enough telling that to his players is wild to me, right? Normally, like, the coach gets the numbers, translates them, and then runs in, is like, let's play harder, like, you know, draws up the plays. He's in there telling them. So the expected is what it sounds like. Essentially, if you take that shot every time, what do we think the score should be, taking out the luck of sometimes the ball goes in and sometimes the ball doesn't go in? They should have been up 11. He's relaying that to his players. Hey, we're doing the right thing. Just keep doing the right thing. We'll win the game, which is wild to me that he trusts his players to have that information in real time, and also that that's what coaches sound like now in the year 2024. But also, what's wild to me is, and the Washington Post reported on this, he had his graduate assistants in seats across from the North Carolina bench stealing their play signals and then yelling them out to his players. So after a few rounds, they had decoded the signals. So if Hubert Davis, the North Carolina coach, you know, threw up six fingers or, you know, three fingers or whatever it was, they'd yell out to their guys on the court what the play was about to be. And they were right. Does that sound like anything to you that maybe happened at Michigan earlier this year? They got somebody else. But in this case, they're literally doing it courtside, yelling it out.
Yeah.
Nobody's hiding anything.
Yeah, there's no hiding.
There's no hiding. And that's what makes it okay, is
they're just
sitting there yelling. Like, the guy throws up three fingers, they yell out, here's the play. So that their guys know too. And if you do it like that, there's no rule against it.
Mm. So are you saying, if I were to take a test, and as I take the test, I was like, A, B, and everybody wrote it down, that's not cheating.
It's not cheating.
It feels weird.
Feels strange.
It feels strange that one of them resulted in, like, this witch hunt for months, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying it was an inappropriate witch hunt either. The guy was cheating, and they investigated it, and it turned out what they found was a lot of evidence that the guy was probably cheating. That was not resolved. You have to say the allegedlys because they settled.
Right.
He took his 3-game suspension, and now he coaches the Chargers, so we'll never hear about this again. But in another situation where a very similar thing is happening, instead of delivering a report to the coach behind closed doors, you just shout it out for the whole world to hear, that's good basketball.
That's not cheating.
That's not cheating. And more importantly, is everybody at the Final Four going to be doing this? Because if I'm Purdue, NC State, or UConn, and I'm reading this, I'm getting some guys in some courtside seats pronto.
Oh yeah.
To start yelling out some plays. UConn's courtside seats the other night had Larry David, by the way. Curb your enthusiasm.
But was he yelling the plays?
Wouldn't that be the perfect final twist to this?
Yeah.
If Larry David
and it was Larry David
was UConn sign stealer, but the designated, like, everybody's like, oh, cranky old man over there. It turns out he's a part of, like, he's masterminding this whole operation.
Yeah.
Makes you think. That stunned me. Like, yeah, he's just yelling out the place. That's
apparent. Not worried.
If you're North Carolina, what do you do about that? You can't just keep doing the same thing. You gotta come up with a system or disguise it or something. It feels weird. It feels wrong. I get why it's not wrong to just sit in the stands and yell things out, but it also feels a little wrong.
Yeah.
In the sense that you're giving your team an advantage, but also, how are we going to manage this? Because every team in America presumably is going to start doing this.
I have a solution.
I'll love it.
I think you just need to get like the 10 tallest people from your school.
Okay.
And they just have to come to every game and sit right behind you. And then you're safe.
And then you're safe.
Yeah.
You could
solved.
Genius.
That was easy.
Ding.
Wow. Hazel gets to the bottom of stuff so quickly.
I found it.
Hazel found the solution. Megan found the ding button. Yep. That's the Monday Fun Day crew. Everybody plays their part.
Yeah.
So DJ Burns, the North Carolina State kid, he's 300 pounds. He's already got NFL interest. NFL scouts are already asking about it. And he looks like he should be an offensive lineman. I just love this. Mo Alley Cox obviously had this, like, that dude looks like an NFL player. Like, just as soon as anybody in basketball looks like an NFL player, the NFL is all over him right away. So Jim Nagy, he runs the Senior Bowl, the big scouting event for college players. I received dozens of texts about DJ Burns this weekend. There you go. Like, it's a big guy. He plays basketball. Why is he not playing football? Somebody get him on a football field pronto. Sounds like he'll have opportunities if he wants opportunities. Dan Hurley, UConn coach. So Nate Oates, Alabama coach. Here's the thread. Here's what's tying the segment together. Nate Oates, I don't love that game, yelling out the plays from the other side of the bench, but I begrudgingly respect that game. Dan Hurley, Connecticut, I don't like his game at all, but I begrudgingly respect it. Dan Hurley, UConn coach.
And our fan base, again, is obnoxious as shit on social, so everyone hates us. it was a chance to celebrate with them because our fan base and our organization right now, it's an us against the world of college basketball, and I wanted to celebrate with them a little bit.
Us against the world, best team in college basketball. Nobody believes in them. Nick Saban always was the master of that. Nobody believes in us. We're playing Samford today, boys, and nobody thinks you can get the job done today. No chance you come out of here with the win. Dan Hurley's been pressing that button the whole season long. Nobody believes in you. You're the number one team in America. You're steamrolling everybody by 26. They don't believe in you. Begrudging respect to your game, Dan Hurley. My March theory, as it always is, if there's a matchup you want to see, you won't get to see it. You want to see Caleb Love against North Carolina? You're not going to get to see it. You want to see one of these women's basketball? You want to see Caitlin Clark in the title game? You're not going to get to see it. Caitlin Clark against South Carolina? You're not going to get to see it. Just letting you know right now, if there's a matchup you want to see, you never get to see it. What do we all want to see? Purdue against UConn. One of them's going down Saturday. I'm planting my flag there right now. You never get the matchups you want. I don't see how you could not be happy for Purdue, though. I'm coming around on Zach Edey. I've been around on DJ Burns. Everybody in America loves DJ Burns. And then he beats Duke for his next magic trick. Like, that dude's going to be the most popular guy in America by the end of this tournament. Zach Edey, though, I'm coming around on him. But I'm happy for Purdue because they're living the UVA life. Lost to the 16 seed, coming back, and two games away from a natty now. Teams that have lost to a 16 seed in the NCAA tournament, now 10-0 after losing to the 16 seed in the next tournament. Purdue will put that in the line on behalf of them and UVA this weekend. So many lives altered with every shot. It's the craziest event in America. It's the best event in America. You can have Isaac McNeely, 80% free throw shooter, misses a free throw. UVA forgets to foul. Now NC State, two games away from an improbable national title. 41 years after the last time they did it. Something good happened on Tobacco Road, and it's not Duke or UNC. I think a lot of people are going to be able to get behind that story. We'll bring in Awad for a little crosstalk. He's out at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He'll fill us in on that. Tell us what he enjoyed from the weekend. We'll dive into that and more on the other side of this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Wrapping up the Monday morning program with a little crosstalk, we head down the road to Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck, where we find our guy Adam Epstein, AWOD Radio, noon to 3 today. AWOD, what's up?
What's going on, Michael? What's up, MP?
MP on the mic on the April Fool's Day. It's a no-fooling show. I feel like April Fool's Day is a little played out, but if you can hit me with a good one, though, I'm back in.
I mean, I don't have a good one off the top of my head.
No.
But I've always been a fan of April Fool's Day. I don't know why people are such curmudgeons that they get upset about a joke on the first of a month. I think it's a great way to start your week, especially here on a Monday. And so I'm a huge fan of April Fool's Day. I love the jokes. If you want to throw one out there on Twitter, I'll throw you a retweet. I'm a big fan of April Fool's Day.
Find AWOD on Twitter. Make that happen. Make AWOD Radio great today. He's out of Capitol Ale House for 3 hours. Did you see the NASCAR over the weekend? The dude crashed. He took off his rear bumper and threw it at the other car that wrecked him. That's the kind of thing that'll get me more into NASCAR, Adam.
Yeah, I saw that. It was incredible. that was like the best moment of NASCAR I've seen in years. I mean, how cool is that? Like, just getting upset and throwing a temper tantrum on the racetrack, nearly got himself run over to throw the bumper at another guy. Yeah, I thought that was hilarious.
I had immense respect for coming back on the track as the cars are coming around. That is a potential death-defying move right there. But the big story this weekend was the basketball. Give me your standout of the weekend. Who did you like this weekend?
Oh, I mean, I liked all the games. I thought it was a ton of fun. I mean, look, the truth is that UConn was really good last year, and nobody really tested them all the way to a championship, and nobody's tested them much this year. They've kind of cruised to this spot so far in the Final Four, and I kind of think they're going to cruise past Alabama. I'm just hoping that it's Zach Edey and Purdue waiting for them on the other side, because I think that could be an epic game. But yeah, I mean, it felt like there were a couple blowouts this weekend. There was one close game, I felt like, but I love basketball. I don't want it to end. I'm having a ton of fun.
Zach Edey against DJ Burns, though, we're about to finally settle once and for all, Adam. Is it height or is it width? What matters for big men? We got the tall stick, and we got the wide vending machine refrigerator there. We're going to settle this. Who's better in the paint?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be much of a contest, to be honest with you. I think NC State's run is magical. It'll go down as one of the greatest Cinderella stories that started there in Washington, D.C. with that game winner against Virginia, or the game shot that sent it to overtime to keep the run alive. But I think their magic comes to an end when they face off against Purdue, who has not played their best basketball yet. I think that's the craziest part about this tournament. Both UConn and Purdue have not played a perfect basketball game and yet have kind of cruised to the Final Four.
All right, we haven't had a bet in a hot minute between AWOD and MP on the mic. That's something that, you know, our listeners enjoyed back in football season, when, because I felt more confident in football season. I knew the teams. You know, we're not running bets here on random Tuesday night college basketball sweats. NC State's getting 9 points, and if you're prepared to lay them, I'm prepared to take them. Just think on that. It's Monday. We got 5 days of crosstalk here this week. I just want you to put that in your back pocket. You got 3 hours AWOD Radio. Think about that. I am prepared to take your points if you are prepared to offer them.
During the NFL season, I believe I was 3-0 against you with bets. Is that what your math is adding up to?
I remember two distinct losses for sure. There was the push-ups loss, and there was the buy beer at producer's night loss. We toyed around with doing a Lions bet during both games and couldn't settle on numbers. I believe I would have won one and you would have won one, would have been the final accounting there. I don't know that for sure, though. But the two that were scored were definitely AWOD. You might be counting your bowling win as well, in which case you need to count my revenge win in AWOD versus MP Bowlerama 2, Revenge of the Gutter Ball, which was, I mean, some people are calling that the most dominant performance that's ever happened at River City Roll.
I only remember the victory in which we did play-by-play on the air. I don't know about this rematch you speak of here. I know we had some fun, and we were kind of just letting it roll, but I didn't know we were, like, putting something on the line. If I remember correctly, you chugged a giant mug of Tabasco. I did not have to do that.
It's all fun and games till somebody puts a 165 on you at River City Roll at your home venue. I can understand why that would be so humiliating to you. Did you hear the Illinois coach, though? They do the little in-game interview with the coach, which I hate. I can't stand it. But they talked to me, you know, hey, you keep getting blocked by Zach Edey. And he goes, we're going to keep going at him. If he blocks us 100 times, he blocks us 100 times, which is famous last words.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was against UConn and Donovan Clingan.
Oh, that was Donovan Clingan, yes, when he had just dominated, yeah.
Right, it was just, yeah, we're going to keep going at him, and if he keeps blocking our shots, so be it. You know, if they die, they die was kind of his thought with that. And it sucks because Illinois played a good second half after that 30-0 run. So, like, after the 30-0 run, and they went up by 30 points, they stayed within, you know, the 30-point margin there and ended up losing by 25. But, you know, it took too long for Terrence Shannon Jr. to figure out that the only way to defeat UConn and their defense was to go one-on-one, get past my man, and then kick it out to the open shooter. It just took too long. But, yeah, I mean, that run was incredible. I know I had a few friends that said, hey, we went out to the store to get more beer. When we came back, it was a 30-point game. And it was like all of America felt that.
It was insane how quickly it happened. My true star of the weekend, though, is Stubb, because we were out at Wood and Iron watching a little basketball. And you're a bit of a local celebrity. I think people understand, especially in Scott's edition. You know, you get recognized when you go out. But what I loved was you got recognized, and then it was immediately, where's Stubb? Like, there's AWOD. Why isn't Stubb with him at all times? I expect Stubb to be here.
I think it's a good reason for Stubb to stay as a longstanding member of the AWOD Army once he realizes, you know, what kind of comes with the territory here. And, yeah, it was cool to see Stubb run into D. Woods, and we definitely want to get D. back on the show this football season, talk a little Commanders. But that was a fun night out, MP. I had a really good time.
Oh, no doubt. The wings were great. The place was popping. It was like the dinner crowd came in and like it was popping, and then it slowed down a little, and then the evening crowd came in and it started popping again in Scott's edition. It's just such a good location there. So much action.
Yeah, no, you're so right about that.
Absolutely. Well, we got cooking on AWOD Radio today before we bounce.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun on the show today. Of course, we will talk about the men's tournament, but also we'll get the women's perspective here, as there are two really good women's NCAA games tonight. You get the rematch, Angel Reese against Caitlin Clark. So I'm really looking forward to talking about that. Nick Ashew from BetMGM tonight will join us at 2:30, get his take on some future NFL bets, and then we'll go out on the fast break with AWOD talking all things NBA. That's coming up from 12 to 3 live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That kind of slid under my radar here, and that's not today's topic because we gotta bounce. But the NFL, the win-loss lines came out last week. The first NFL win-loss lines. Glad AWOD will be taking that on. You know I love a good preseason win-loss line. We'll dive into that. We got time. We got basketball tonight. We got time. We only have 2 hours. AWOD's got three. It's, you know, so he can be a more comprehensive sports program. All right. We'll let you do your thing. Capitol Ale House, it's burger night. Always enjoy the Monday show. We're back tomorrow with more. This is MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1. FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.